what do you know? We got a couple haters. Couple haters.
Hey, this is WWE Hall of Famer Road Warrior Animal from the LOD. You're listening to A Couple of Haters Podcast. What a rush.
Welcome, everybody, to CHP. Today, we're going to be talking about our, I don't know.
You drunk? Yep. You still on that smooth juice?
I'm still drunk from our festivities.
Smooth water.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking about Gears of War, Call of Duty, and WWE 2K and NBA.
There we go. I knew that.
Yeah? All right.
Rant incoming soon.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I also want to throw out this, Joey. Okay. It's true what we say. He's not a good partner.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Remember when me and you played, we went 5-0? Something like that?
Yeah. Actually, no. We went 8-0. We started 8-0.
8-0.
8-0.
Guess what we start?
Oh, damn. 1-5?
0-5.
Damn.
0-5.
And mind you, we went 8-0 without nobody else.
We didn't have nobody. It was just me and him.
You know how you start a game and you need to, like, play it for a little while?
That's you?
Yeah. I didn't get to play at all.
No, you said you played a game before.
Yeah, I played one game. I won that game.
Excuse number one.
Yeah. He was getting, like, one kill.
Wait a minute. Didn't you play the beta with us?
Yeah, you played the beta.
No, I didn't. I played, like, twice.
Oh.
I did not play the beta. I was, like, a 4.
Please.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was 20. I was 4. I stopped. I didn't.
I played with Moneybags. We went, like, 6-0.
Yeah.
You know?
That's just you.
What do you mean? My team is winning, but when you're on it.
You didn't want to win.
I was in first place the whole time. I was trying to win.
When the whole team is down, who brought us back? This guy.
What are you talking about?
When we were playing dodgeball.
No, you didn't bring us back.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't. Oh, he did his usual run around. And he thinks because he's surviving long, he's doing something good. No, you're just running.
Oh, my God.
Back at it again.
He's going to come soon with
Smooth Attack 2.0 right now.
He's going to come soon with the, remember that ESL round that I saved us from?
Nope, that's two.
It wasn't a round, first of all. It was like a series of games. But I'm not talking about that anymore because it's time for the new ESL. And I'm a man that has to back it up. So when we get to that.
So we're going
to
go for the 1 million?
Yeah.
That? Overall, the game is pretty good. I'm pretty impressed with it.
No complaints.
I mean, all the weapons are OP right now, but that's just so they know what to fix.
The only weapon I don't like, I know you love it, is the Enforcer. I'm not a big fan of that one. Especially for Horde. I'm not a fan of it.
No, not for Horde. It's terrible for Horde. But it's a submachine gun, so it's good when they're running at you. You know, it works.
I'm not a big fan of it. Not me.
It was something new. The gun I like the most is Overkill.
Yeah, that shotgun, that gun is beast.
I wish I could start with that over the Ganasher.
Who knows? Maybe an update will give you the option.
I hope so, because I want that shit. Then again, everyone would use it. That one's way over.
What's that new heavy weapon they got? The
Buzzkill or whatever?
Yeah, that weapon. Yeah, fuck that Horde, thing. Yes.
I'm really not a fan of the game.
Because you suck.
It's kind of hard to kill people.
Playing devil's
what do you
advocate.
You mean it's hard to kill people?
Like, if I shoot you in the head,
this ain't Call of Duty. Like,
if I shoot you in the head, man, and you just take my bullets, and then you shoot me in my gut, and I explode. It's like, all right, I understand.
You know, there's a thing called active reload.
He doesn't know about that.
I knew about that since Gears 1.
But do you get a perfect active?
Yeah. I got that achievement, like, in 5 minutes of playing a game.
I got it in, like, my first 2 reloads.
It takes 25, you dickhead.
That's not the point. You got the achievement before you even got 25? Glitching already?
Count it from the beta.
Yeah, they thought you were shaking, baby. I'll give him the...
That's never going away.
It's all right. That's the only thing Smooth has on me, because he's away. Way below my level and everything. You know, every group has that one guy. It's like, he's just not going to do that good, but that's our boy.
Yeah.
You know? That's wow. Antoine.
I'm fucking
wow.
Herman Melville, huh?
He's our boy. So
I'm that kid.
It's all right. Every group has one.
Oh, I forgot to give you guys an update. I'm leading the Western Conference in standings in our league.
What, in your 2K league? That's because K2 our hasn't 2K played league. A lot. Shh. Oh, shh. Didn't he beat you? Exactly.
I mean, he does have the Warriors.
No, I mean, it don't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm the best team in the league.
He fucking cheated. You see that team, yeah?
How is that cheating?
Let's not talk about the trades you're making out there.
My man. Trades were very fair.
Bro, he has a starter from each team in the league.
Like, what? Kyle Korver is not that good in this game.
Oh, my God.
Ross is not that good.
Ross is good in any 2K game.
Boban?
Not in real life.
Boban's
amazing in 2K. Listen, don't act like you don't know.
The main thing I saw was Beal. Beal.
I traded Wiggins for Beal, though.
But
how the fuck did he get Wiggins?
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade for Wiggins and LaVine?
That was Max.
Max did that trade.
Didn't that trade need approval? Who approved that trade? That
Antoine
trade
approved it.
I didn't approve it.
You should have declined it.
Nah, I wasn't. I think Avante approved it.
And it's not like I went to him with the trade. He came to me. And Max is a reliable player.
No, he hasn't played a game.
Well, then you talk to him.
That's sacrifice.
He's going to be the one this league that's going to get all his games simulated. And he's going to wonder what happened.
Max just tried to hand you a championship.
But overall, I haven't seen Max on in a while. He hasn't even played my team
in
a while.
He's been playing Ark.
And he's been on YouTube.
Yeah. Should have gave me Towns for all that. Either way, my team is the best, so I'm a great GM.
Back to Gears of War.
No. I'm 7-1.
Gears is pretty not good.
I'm going to win a champ. Wait, what?
Except for Horde. I like Horde.
I don't understand how you're saying Gears is not good. Look,
because I can't fucking kill nobody. Because
you suck. Okay, the game's not good because you suck.
Yeah, that's the argument for anybody that doesn't play well in the game. It sucks because I can't win.
One of the worst games in the world. Why? Because I don't like it and I can't play it. It's one of the worst games in the world. But just because you suck at Gears doesn't mean that it's a whack game.
Ark Survival.
The world is not over.
I feel this one's as good as, what was the last one? Part 2?
The last good one, you mean?
Yeah, Part 2. Gears 2 was the last good one.
I think Gears 2 was actually
the 3 was a downfall, then Judgment was just
trash. But Judgment wasn't Epic Games, though.
Neither is this one.
Yeah, no, but Judgment was,
Doesn't matter. Yeah. But this one, it moves smoothly.
Yeah.
I put this one second
to Gears 1. You just said it sucks.
That was me being...
He's just being petty? Devil's advocate.
Salty.
You being petty?
It's me being salty because I can't kill anybody. But I take this one after Gears 1.
Yeah. I don't know. Gears 2 is...
If I was to put them in order, I'd say Gears 2 is 1. This one tops Gears 1 a little. Gears 1 is third, then Judgment is last.
Yeah, after that, it don't matter.
Yeah.
We got to play story mode, though. I want to see how story mode is.
Time.
But it sucks, though. Story mode's not for players, though, I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, one of us can't play with Joey because Joey's never online.
Yeah. That's bull. I got on yesterday. I told you I was getting online, and I got online. Don't start.
You know who Joey... You know you remind me of? Like, seriously, though?
Don't start.
You're like a... John Cena is prime, and you really couldn't see him. Because, man, you are pretty good at that.
That's true, Joe. We never see you online.
I was on yesterday. I was on.
Because we told you to, but it's not like, oh, shit, Joey's online.
Listen, I'm on when it matters, all right? People text me, hey, Joe, get on.
Not all the time, though. It's times you don't even answer us.
That's bullshit.
Guys, if you need a secret agent for any kind of job.
I'm your man. I'm a pure ninja.
Because Joey would be like, he wasn't on, and then his gamer score would be like 100 higher.
Yeah.
Ninja status.
And then the thing is, it tells you when he unlocked that achievement. It's like, this nigga said he was not home, but at 2:40,
If I say I'm not home, I'm not home. I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, I'm home, but I'm online.
Get that thing on the screen. Joey, unlock this. What?
I was like, we got to hunt you down, online.
I see we got a couple of stalkers. A couple of stalkers.
I'm just saying, man. It's like, I know Joey's on. He just bought 4 new video games. He told me he's not going to play one of them ever.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the new games, how's WWE?
It's
10 times better than last year. It's just, they're getting better. I give them that. When you could cut your own promos.
Oh, you could tell them what to say?
Yeah. They give you options to choose. Like, when you do my career, they give you options to pick what you want to say. It's either bad choice, a good choice. Crowd start chanting, you suck. Crowd starts booing you, starts cheering for you. Then they have the, when another wrestler comes in and you have a dual thing, you win or lose the promo battle. It's kind of cool.
Oh, that's dope.
I want to get it, but I don't want to get it.
I'm going to start buying them when I can. For just
you
talk.
Two, no, for you two, you just got to wait for the price to drop. I know how you two are. Just wait till it drops.
$3.99. Or WWE 2K games. You know, a couple haters will review you and you can give us some games.
No, that's a stretch because you're talking to Ronnie. If you ain't a YouTuber, you ain't getting no love from Ronnie.
Yeah, Ronnie's. There's VC involved this year. It's all Ronnie. He was at the launch.
Oh, my God. That's my one complaint. VC? I got to pay 45,000 VC to unlock people like Ric Flair, Sting. If I want the Undertaker costume pack, I got to give like 100 VC. 100,000, mind you.
Is it the same like currency as NBA?
Yes.
Like, is it like the same amount of prices?
What are you talking about? For all the wrestlers? It depends on the...
No, like, is the VC the same? Like, 200,000?
No, they don't... No, at this point, they don't have nothing in the store for you to buy VC. But you can earn VC in every mode.
Do you earn a lot of VC?
They say for being a loyal WWE player, they give you 200K VC to start off.
Oh, okay.
But that can barely get me 3 wrestlers.
Yeah. See, Ronnie, you're up to your old tricks again, you bastard.
It's like if him screwing us over in 2K17 wasn't enough, he said, let's go to WWE.
Let's screw those fans.
It's like,
you want The Rock, you're going to pay for The Rock.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Nation of Domination Rock? Yeah, I got to pay 65,000 VC. Yeah, thanks a lot, Ronnie.
A domination. Nation of VC.
VC has destroyed 2K Universe this year.
The 2K Universe is very angry. About
this microtransaction crap needs to stop.
It's like, all right, here's the game, but to be good at it, give me $500. Oh my God. To be decent. You want to be great? Give me another grand.
And then on top of that, I got to put VC into all my attributes and stats, like my career in NBA 2K.
Really?
It takes over 300,000 to put up one whole bar.
Like, I understand they want you to play the game more to get the VC, but no one does that. They buy it. So to stay on top, you have to buy it.
Lazy, cheap way of doing things.
Listen, either they can fucking lower the price or allow us to earn more VC than we
have.
I would say allow.
And we should be able to get VC in my player. I mean, my team.
We should play each other?
We should get both currency.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay. I think when we play each other, you should get VC, but not like a lot.
Yeah. But they're
because when we play each other regular, we get VC.
Yeah, but their mentality of if you play my team against each other, they're going to think you're going to boost.
No, you don't even have to boost.
Plus, you're going to lose contracts. And people don't want to lose contracts playing their friends.
You don't have to lose contracts. Make it a cap. If you play your friends, the max you can get is 500, 600.
What, per game? Or?
I feel like that's just stupid. Okay. Because if we just go to quick play online against each other, we get like 700 VC.
Yeah. Like, but I know if you do the tier-based teams, like Orlando, you get 400 VC for just playing with Orlando.
Yeah. Fuck that bullshit.
They need to just make it when you play with your friends, you get MT or VC.
Yeah.
Just make it a cap so you don't boost. Yeah. Like you can score 700 points, you're only getting 500 fucking points. So,
but that's impossible, and that is very fucking boring.
There's people that do it. I've seen videos where people.
Yeah, there's people that just outright boost just to get all that up already.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. Those are the people that ruin everything.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do to make money because 2K is a ripoff.
I mean, who wants to pay $220,000? For a box, really? Who wants to do that?
No one.
I don't.
Except YouTubers, because they get paid by YouTube,
and they get paid by Ronnie.
Oh,
that's yeah. Tell us your line. Tell us they don't, Ronnie. Tell us they don't.
Bastards.
Freaking get paid to play.
You gotta wait $60 to get a box.
That's and more than 60 for the
High Flyers.
High Flyers pass more than 60.
And then you might not even get anything. Like I just wasted $60
when
and
no
got
one
nothing.
Gets anything.
Yeah.
Bronze cards? They really still get bronze cards and
packs? Cards are a lot of money.
No,
I'll take bronze
cards. No, I'm talking about in boxes that you're paying $220,000 for, you're still getting bronze cards?
Funny thing is, I'd rather get a bronze than a gold. So,
the only good thing bronzes are good for this year, really,
is selling.
No, finishing those team.
Yeah, to sell them. Everyone's looking for bronze cards to sell. I sold probably 10 bronze cards for like 8K each. I know
there's people waiting for those diamonds to start coming out in packs.
I hate Ronnie. I just hate him.
You just have a feud with Ronnie.
I hope he spills hot coffee on his pants.
And yet, though, we're still playing.
Oh, I got mid-range and long-range Deadeye today. So it's time.
Dude, I can't play my career. That shit's so boring.
It's time. I only played 10 games.
That's a lot. That's a lot of games.
So I got all my bats down and except for one.
I saw you and fucking Avante was like, oh, playing my player, 98 points,
yeah,
15 rebounds.
I had 94 today.
I saw one. He had 70 points, no assists, and he's a point guard. No assists.
I'm trying to get my badges.
Wait. Since we're talking assist. About him being a point guard, we had a little argument online.
What?
Wait. This guy told me online when we was playing the other day, point guards don't rebound.
No, that is not what I said.
I can believe that.
This motherfucker said, yo, you truly have
I was
no
wrong.
Rebounds. All
right, I was wrong. I would say, yo, because me and Max would say, yo, Smooth, get some rebounds. He was like, point guards don't rebound.
I'm trying to get back.
You're a 6'8 point guard.
No, I'm not. I'm 6'6.
Oh.
I'm trying to get back because they're cherry picking. And they're like, come get rebounds. And I'm like, point guards have to get back. And he's
you
like,
did not
oh.
say
oh, he's like,
my.
Oh. I said, yeah, point guards that. Don't get rebounds. Point guards don't get rebounds. And then Joey's like, oh,
I was wrong.
Be like, Jason Kidd.
I was wrong. I was wrong.
Stop.
I was wrong.
Jason Kidd ain't average no triple double. He said Jason Kidd averaged triple double for his career.
Jason Kidd used to average triple doubles.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
Never did he average a triple double.
He never averaged a triple double. You sure about that, guys? Look it up.
Bro, you know what it is to average a triple double for 82 games.
I didn't say he tripled. No. Okay, I made the mistake and said he averaged a triple double.
He got triple doubles.
No, but he did triple double. But I'm not. Yeah. I made the mistake and say he did it for his career. I was wrong.
Oh jeez.
But for you to say
you said point, Oscar Robinson.
But for you to say point guards don't rebound.
Oh yeah. But you know it's me. I say the same thing about assists. But I'm averaging 8 assists.
Yeah. He bitched when he had 6 assists. He was like, "Why do I have 6 assists? Because you're a point guard." And he was mad. But it didn't make sense. I got to start playing my career. I'm not going
to. You need to fucking play. We're doing better now.
It's our connection, man.
Legit, we just need our shooting guard. That's it.
Yeah, we need a legitimate shooting guard.
Thank you, but
we've been losing by like 5 and shit. Like we need that one more.
No, we fall apart in the third quarter.
I got to play my career. Maybe sometime this week. I'll dedicate a day.
We're going to get cords. We're stapling them shits to fucking
we could do that.
Ceilings.
But it has to be one day this week where I'm just like, I'm just playing my career today.
But you don't even have to do that. I don't do that. I play one game a day or something.
I don't have patience for that.
How many quarters you play? What, 12 minute quarters,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I play 12 minutes. Yeah.
And that's what I do. Just to get out of the way.
Constantly ask for the ball.
And yeah. Just do exactly what you have to do for your badges.
I don't know what the fuck you got to do. I know you got to hit like 53 pointers or some shit.
I don't know what badges you
got
to get.
I ain't got no badges.
I know, but
you
got to
look
a certain
on the
set of badges.
Yeah, I'm a sharpshooter. Like,
oh. No, look at the, when you go to look at the stats, look at the bottom right corner, they tell you what badges you can get to, like Amethyst and all that.
Because I got Limitless and Deadeye now.
My thing
so
is what? Lob City Finisher and all that stuff?
Maybe tonight.
I mean, granted, I've been having fun if you're not there. I'm 28-8.
Because so. You're a ball hog. You're like, good, I don't have to.
How's that a ball hog? If I'm getting 8 assists a game.
Oh, 8 assists. But you said like 27 points.
Yeah, 28-8.
Whatever. You just don't like when I play
because
I can score.
Because we have a certain power forward that doesn't want to, you know, stay out of
kid,
the paint. Oh, my God.
Yo, who?
He got to go.
Oh, my God.
Who?
This is
OG Wolf, some bullshit. That kid we had to pick up because nobody's on.
Oh, my God. This kid stays in the paint. 3-second violation.
Hey, listeners out there, if any of you are power forward or center and you play NBA 2K17, give us a shout-out. Couple Haters Pod is the my pro-am team.
Yeah, just hit us up in
wasn't
the links.
Wolf the one that was getting all the rebounds that day?
Yeah, he gets all the rebounds, but he fucks up the whole
yo,
game.
He killed us in the third quarter, like 4 games
yo, all. The game we were about to win, he just started doing stupid shit at the end. I was so tired.
He got us 4 3-second violations. He grabs the ball from like all the way near the 3-point line, starts shooting, doesn't even think about passing when like Avante's open or even he's open. He just, oh yeah, I'm just going to go nut. Oh, and then he tells us on the chat, oh, I need to average 20 to 30 points a game.
He said that. I have never even said that.
He was like, I need the ball at all times. Like, what? You're a power forward. Just rebound and shut up.
That's not happening.
First of all, he's a glass cleaner. And he talking about he need 30 points a game.
He should have said 20 to 30 rebounds. I'm like, all right, I'll shoot the shit out of the ball and fucking go grab it.
Oh my god. And then he pushes Max out the way for rebounds.
Retarded.
And gets thrown out of bounds.
Couple haters pod will rise though.
Dude, we're a sinking ship right now. We're on pro. No,
you didn't tell
me. Oh, you made a new one?
Yeah. We're 0-2.
0-2, so we still have a losing record.
Yep. But we're only losing by 3 points. Like 3 points now.
What's this one called? Couple Haters Pod 2.0?
No, Couple Haters Pod.
That's it.
Not podcast.
Next is just going to be CHP Pod.
Yeah, CHP.
We just going to keep changing it.
Couple Haters
right.
Cast.
Yeah, we're just going to keep getting it.
Couple Haters and Friends.
Until we start winning.
By the time 2K18 comes, we're going to be at a 10.0.
They're going to be like, look, a couple haters, that name is not
Yo, but you know what it is? We be dying because we be like, yeah, we got this one. We be getting elites. We're like 20 sponsors on their team already.
And funny shit, we play better against those teams.
Yeah, we do.
We play bums and it's like, oh, whatever.
We get slaughtered.
Because we know we have to be on our fucking toes the whole time.
Yeah.
We could have beat those guys, man. I'm still tight about that shit. We was up 7 going into the fourth quarter.
But it is funny, though. When we play those teams that should kill us, we're like, yo, we're going to get demolished. And till the fourth quarter, it's like a tie game.
Yeah. Bro.
And then they don't miss a shot after that.
Probably is fun. I think we just got to play more consistent.
Yeah. I got to get my guy better, too.
Yeah. We don't play enough.
I can't do nothing with my guy. So it's like, I can only shoot if I'm open.
Yeah, that's fine.
Isn't your guy a 3-point shooter?
Yeah,
I think you two need to do what everyone does to us: hit the corners.
Yeah, probably.
And we just gotta dish it out to the corners.
Probably.
That's what happens to us.
Avante will have to learn how to.
Nah, I don't trust Avante.
I'll do it.
I don't trust Avante.
I'll do it.
I gotta get some badges, and I'll be all right once I get my badges tonight.
Oh, we got one more thing to talk about.
I'll open up some beer.
Get up out of here. That Call of Duty beta, Infinite Warfare. Now, we've been trashing this game. Yeah. It's out for PlayStation. So.
Of course.
Watching on PlayStation.
Of course.
We've been trashing this game since they announced it.
We've been saying we're not buying it.
And the shit looks amazing. It plays amazing.
Did you play it or did you just watch them play?
I was watching it play.
You gotta play it.
Man.
Remember, looks are deceiving.
I understand looks are deceiving on a fucking phone or something, but I'm watching that shit.
Because we saw when we first was seeing, what was it, Advanced Warfare, when they was first, we was like, oh, this is hot, it's different. And then when we started playing, it was like.
I think we said the same thing with Ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost looks pretty good. And it was the worst one. And it's by the same company that made this one, so.
But the thing I think we thought was going to be bad about Infinite is that we thought it was going to be like Advanced. Super jumps and shit. Yeah. They don't have that. You can still walk.
But everyone's thing still? I'm buying it just for Modern Warfare?
Oh, of course. Everybody's getting it because of Modern Warfare. Version.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But now I think we're going to play the game, too. I think we're going to play online.
Yeah, I think so.
All the weapon classes you got, I say it's sick.
It's going to be back and forth all day with that.
Yeah, when we get sick of the fucking high-tech shit, we'll just go play.
Ground levels.
Just ground. Yeah. I can't wait to start sniping on the ground. I don't got work.
When is it coming? It comes out in November, right?
Always November. Yeah, I think the 11th.
Yeah, it's coming out pretty soon.
Yeah. Gonna have to hit up one of those side game stores, get that shit early.
Oh my god. Better watch it. You know, GameStop is tracking down those mom and pop shops.
They can suck a dick. Alright, because I got Gears early. And I'm good. I'm gonna get Call of Duty early too.
For the record, the fake shake said fuck GameStop.
Alright.
He just gave me the dirtiest.
Alright, the fake shake.
Good thing my roast is over.
he looked at you and said, oh, that's it.
Your roast ain't gotta be over. Man. I could always bring that shit back.
It's shaking bake. You could be a guest on our show whenever, man.
I think that's gonna be topic one of the roaster
shake.
Dude,
I want shaking bake on here.
Why?
Dude, I want to see them go at
it. I won't be here for that?
What?
Why not?
They gotta go at it.
Because we're gonna fight to the death.
Oh my god. What if we do the roast and fucking be like, oh, we got a special guest and he walks in the room.
I'm leaving. The table is getting flipped.
That's when Shake walks out and never comes back.
The table is getting flipped. Overall, though, he's not a bad guy.
You're gonna hear in the background, I want my name back, you son of a bitch.
I've noticed I've been watching his videos more because he gets straight to the point on like shit going on in 2K. So he's not a bad view.
He's not.
Because he gets right to
loud.
It.
Like, he's not loud on his videos like certain YouTubers.
He's a little annoying, but I feel like that's everyone after a while on YouTube because you have to talk to the camera and you sound stupid after a while because you're really talking to yourself.
That is true.
So
Gotta have fun with it, I guess.
Yeah. But he's straight to the point, so. Still my name.
Shake and Bake wins again.
Ooh.
3-0.
Damn.
It's all right.
Damn.
I'll take it.
You better take it.
Got no choice. You can't beat me in 2K, though.
That's something we can make happen, too.
No, they got PlayStation.
We got two PlayStations in this house.
That's true.
They just gotta play regular teams.
Nah. Yeah, they don't do that, though. They don't play that shit.
Shake and Bake is just a my team player.
Well, we could have Ronnie set that up.
You know, if we got it a certain way and they started challenging us or vice versa, I would buy a PlayStation next year and get 2K18.
True.
Which but we
then
can...
Then you have to play... Oh, you would just go over there and play?
Yeah. I wouldn't play for the Xbox.
It would be so boring. That's why I do 15. It was just
the
mean.
Groundwork has been set for the challenge of the... Couple of Haters podcast.
Has not been set yet, nigga. I got to buy a PlayStation 4.
I said the groundwork is being set for the challenge of the podcast versus the YouTubers.
I mean, we'll be YouTubers soon, won't we?
Yeah. Look out for those videos coming soon.
But all the YouTubers play PlayStation. None of them play Xbox.
No. They bitches.
Doesn't Mr.
Nope.
He doesn't? No? Okay.
Listen, anybody?
The black kid?
Not my black kid.
Forget his fucking name.
No, I'm talking about the one that's always going, yay.
Ain't the black kid
Nasty.
Cash Nasty?
No, Nasty. He's PlayStation.
Oh, listen, NPC. NPC, yeah.
Listen, motherfuckers. All y'all that play on PlayStation is bitches. You know who plays PlayStation? Those people that just have no friends.
Wow.
Are not in my... PlayStation is not for people that have friends. Wow.
But the funny thing is, half of them got in PlayStation because Cash and... Jester, or whatever his name is, was on PS4 and they were challenging him.
My God.
So they all bought PS4s.
Sony will never be a sponsor to this podcast.
They don't need to be because they fucking suck too.
Oh my God. No VR for us.
Hey, they got some nice TVs though, man.
I want to play Batman on VR.
But we're using Sony mics.
Time out. Oh, Spider-Man. Spider-Man's coming out. This is the Sony mic.
Isn't that a PS exclusive?
It's Panasonic.
Joey's a Sony.
Oh,
but no.
Sponsors come to Joey.
I do want to get that new Spider-Man game, though.
What new Spider-Man game?
For PlayStation 4.
Oh, shit. That shit looks amazing.
Yeah.
That's only a PS4 exclusive, right?
Yep.
God damn it.
So I might get a PS4.
For what? There's a bunch of PS4s in here.
But y'all niggas use that shit. I'm like, hey, let me borrow your PS4
delivery.
Today.
There's one in there. Delivery. And nobody uses
that. That's true. Well, MLB, I'm getting this year. Getting MLB.
Oh my God, freaking PlayStation
but
4.
If we can get this off the ground soon, I mean, well, not soon, but higher.
Yeah.
I'll get a PS4 and play these motherfuckers in 2K.
I want to play Batman on VR, though. I saw videos of that. That shit looks amazing.
But we're talking about challenges here, Joe.
But I don't care.
And then we can have the Couple Hitters pod versus Pro-Am versus the fucking YouTuber. I'm sure they all got a Pro-Am team together.
I hope they do.
They better.
Them.
They better.
I'm sure they do.
They better start playing now.
Cash and all them, they all have to be on the team.
We need Max right. and K2 to be on point.
So that means Cash Nasty, Shake and Bake.
You got to get a PS4 then.
I'll get one. Chris Smooth, get your boys. Let's go. It's going to happen.
I just don't know why they all converted. Like, why didn't they just stay on Xbox?
Because everything comes out first for PlayStation.
Yeah. Bro, and it's less challenging. People, the real warriors play here. Like,
you know,
we're
funny?
The Western Conference.
You know what's funny? it's funny. I think it's true that you get more better cards on my team on PlayStation than you do on Xbox.
Because they have to cater to them pussies. They really the Eastern Conference over there, man.
Weak.
If Cash try to play us, we kill him. If Shake and Bake try to play us, we kill him. I don't know any of the other ones because they're not important.
No, the
we
thing
will kill
with
you.
Cash that he would frustrate me, only play he does is the double screen.
No, what you got to do, you want to get in the set, just talk about booty holes.
That's not even it, though.
He hates about game, when you talk about booty holes.
Just gameplay-wise, all he does is the double screen. He plays off-ball half of the time.
Yo, Cash.
And he always puts it on pause. You know how frustrating I would get that every time he scores, he puts it on pause?
Oh, my God. Just
and then
brag.
He gets mad when you do it?
Just to brag about the shot he made.
Yo, Cash.
I won't give him extra time. I'll send him a message like, I'm taking the win. You're pissing me off.
Take the win. If there's a wager match, yes. Take all that.
I put my man Shake up. We win, we get your girl.
Damn.
I don't want that. I just want all his fucking VC that he gets from 2K.
Oh, she gotta make
if you
all
play
the
Shake and
now.
Bake, you have to play for the name. You have to play for the rights.
Oh, of course.
Got to.
Even if you think he's going to give up his name, getting paid from YouTube and all that.
If he loses and he says, yes, I would put up the name, he's got to change
it. He's a bitch, bro.
He'll quit. I think he'll quit. And say it didn't count.
Hey, listen, man. If my name was getting me money, I'm not putting that shit up. I'm not.
You're a real player. You put it up.
Fuck that. YouTube's paying me. I changed my name. They're going to be like, who is this guy? Nah.
Lose all your subscribers?
Yeah, fuck that.
Gonna have to call himself Bacon Shake.
Probably give me a real shout out. Like, yeah, the real Shake beat me. I'm an imposter, but whatever. Nobody knows the real Shake, though, so.
I feel like this is going to end like Anchorman. You're going to meet everybody in the fucking parking lot.
Oh, my God. I saw the ESPN version to that. It
all
was kind 2K of funny.
Players in the fucking garage right now.
Waiting with chains and bats to whip our ass.
Fucking killing each other.
But we definitely got to find. I don't know. Maybe we should look up some Xbox YouTubers or some shit. They have to be out there.
Yeah.
All the main ones are PlayStation, but they have to be like some mid-card YouTubers that do Xbox.
Guess that's the CHP.
Oh my God.
The main roster is PlayStation 4, sadly.
Yeah.
And I think it's easier to record from PlayStation too.
Because Sony and Ronnie cater to them more than they cater to
But it's
Xbox.
Funny though, because every time Ronnie's live, they're doing that shit on Xbox. They're not using
but yet
a PlayStation.
The updates come out on Sony first.
Well, that's what I don't understand. Every time you see him sitting on the couch with a controller, it's a fucking Xbox controller.
It's a new day.
They don't use fucking PlayStation.
It's time for us to change it then. Hmm. Xbox, if we're doing this for you, I want to see a lot of free shit in my house.
I want to hear a knock on my door and get VC. One of those exclusive Xboxes.
Mm-hmm. I just want VC.
I need a new controller for each game I play.
He needs a Gears of War controller.
They need
a Call
make
of Duty
it.
Controller.
New controller.
The Gears of War controller looks good.
I like the Elite one. Yeah. I do like that one.
What Xbox needs to do is where you can take out the hard drive and buy a new one.
Yeah. I mean, they're
wait, don't
you
they
two,
have the
2 terabytes now, so you don't really need it.
Wait, don't well, they give
yeah.
you the option to put a portable hard drive
yeah,
on
but
the
you
Xbox?
Only...
You could, but you got to buy it and like...
You got to use their devices.
You can only use it for 16 gigs.
No. That's it?
Yeah.
The cloud save then.
Yeah. Oh,
no, sucks. You can buy one of those the hard drives. Like
yeah, but
hard drives.
It makes it so you can only use 16 of the gigs.
I don't think that's true.
I did it before.
You did it wrong.
So that means that's like four, not even 4 games on a
no, 16 hard. Gigs. That's fucking a quarter of a game.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
Well, that was 360.
No, on the one, you could use a terabyte hard drive.
You use a terabyte now?
Yeah.
I was saying, because you could use
So why would I buy a new Xbox?
I had one, but I don't know why. I think I left it in Texas.
About to give me a TV.
I only get a new Xbox if Microsoft
sends it to me. I know, I got a TV somewhere. I'm going to just put that shit in there. Alright. That's news to me.
Well, there you go. You learn something new every day, people. You can use a hard drive. You just plug it into the side of your Xbox. And after that, I don't know what to do.
You're the real Shake again.
Thank you. I just saved some money there.
Yeah, saved a couple $100. Yeah.
Well, the hard drive is $100 for a terabyte, so.
The challenges have been made. Location, wherever you guys want it to be.
We'll say, though, these challenges are for 2K18. Next year.
No, but fuck that. This shit just started.
If we're going to do this, we have to do it in the 2K offices.
In the 2K offices.
But they're not going to play with their real teams. They're going to want my team. And we're not on PlayStation, so we don't have a my team for PlayStation.
Ronnie set it up.
Word. He's the mastermind. He knows how to
and
do all that stuff.
We're not wasting hundreds of dollars to have a diamond out team like they do already.
No.
All right, this could be a year challenge like Cena vs. Rock 1.
It could be like at the end of the year, like August type thing, when 2K's dying out
Cena
and everyone's teams are maxed out. We do that shit now, they'll dominate us because they got diamonds and everything. Because they pay for it.
Which is not
Dude,
fair.
I have a vision. We need to make like a WrestleMania event for all podcasters, YouTuber, gaming, and have everybody compete the top matches at the fucking Mania. We're building this. Fuck that. Anybody that's trying to steal our idea, I'll slit your fucking throat.
I think someone is going to steal your idea, and I know who that person is.
Who, Ronnie 2K?
No. Mr. Up Up Down Down?
Up,
why did
up,
I,
down,
why,
down,
why
up,
did
up,
I just
down,
do,
down,
do
up,
a cheap
down,
plug?
Up,
Xavier
down,
Woods?
I just did it mad times because I like Up Up Down Down.
Xavier Woods might steal the idea. Well, I mean, he did it WWE 2K at the Dallas thing.
Yeah, but that was only him and a few wrestlers.
Yeah, but
I'm
I
talking
think...
about everybody.
With well, a
we
crowd?
We can do an online thing.
With a crowd?
I don't know.
Like they did with the Garden? When they did that World of Warcraft thing?
We're getting
ahead of the only thing is, though, what would we give the winner?
Let's get famous first.
There would be nothing to give the winner.
That's why we got to get famous first.
That's what sponsors are for.
Yeah,
what do you give a man that has everything already?
A little more.
More.
That's it. Just give
a white woman.
A white woman.
A white woman.
Clearly, white women are at the top of Joey's list.
On that note.
Close us out, Joe.
Well, that's the end of our show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Couple Haters Podcast. You can follow us at Facebook at Couple Haters Podcast, or you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Couple Haters Pod.
Also, don't forget to subscribe at podomatic.com. You can find us at couplehaters.podomatic.com or subscribe on iTunes. Thanks, guys.
Adios, amigos.